But my problem is, it's not that I'm at disunion with them, it's they're in disunion with the scriptures. And I can't do anything about that. Honestly, God has set it in the world in such a way that people don't see things the same way. Or certain people are blind to things, and so on and so forth. I can't deal with those forces. I teach the Word of God the way God has revealed it to me. And I trust that they try to do it the same themselves. Honestly, I believe most false teachers are very sincere about what they do, but they are just deceived. And God has suffered them to be deceived. He has, in fact, helped them to be deceived, according to the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 14. So, continuing seditions, heresies. That's what comes next. Heresies literally means to choose your, it means to choose a, it means properly a choice. Right? But it means to choose, you kind of set yourself apart based on some choice you've made. Now, that's the Greek meaning. Now, the scriptural meaning is people... It's people who are, choosing their own way into false doctrine. Okay? It just means false doctrine. It's basically wrong teachings, heresies. Like denying the truths. It's taught by the Apostle Paul. And people say, no. See, you're going to be a sinner, saint. You may commit all these sins and more to the day you die, but if you believe in Christ, you will be saved. Heresy. I'll tell you this. If you believe in Christ, you will not. There's no way you will die doing these things. And the reason I say die is because that's sort of like, that's the end point. You know what I mean? That is the marker. Jesus said, if you don't believe in me, you will die in your sins. And so I take that as a very simple principle, that if you die in your sins, that means you didn't believe in him. So people say, well, what if I believe in Jesus and I go on sinning till the day I die? And I say, well, if you go on sinning till the day you die, you did not believe in Jesus. Because Jesus said, if you believe not that I am he, then you will die in your sins. But if you, so then the opposite is also true. If you believe that he is the Christ, verily and indeed, this is Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you would not die in your sins. And I use death because, like as I said, that is sort of the end point at which you can't do any more. It is given to men once to die, and after that, the judgment. Okay? And there will be many people on the day of judgment who will come forth to Christ, and they will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name have done many works, wonderful works? And Jesus said, I will profess unto them, depart from me. I never knew you. Remember, those whom he predestinates, he foreknows and chooses them from the womb, as he did Paul. But he says, I never knew you. Meaning, you were never one of my chosen. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. It doesn't take all of these things to go down to destruction. It only takes some iniquity. Some work of evil. Because we know this of Christ, that he was without spot and without blemish, a perfect lamb, a perfect sacrifice. If Christ be formed in us, then we will also be without spot, without blemish, without envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. Drunkenness, that was a big one for me. Revelings. That's a carousal, letting loose, party. Okay? Let's just let it all hang out, man. I mean, they have... I never was a big party guy like that, though. In my time, I'd engage in some partying, so to speak, as they call it. As we called it. Mostly drinking and drugs and some... there have been some carousing, I suppose, in the past. But, I know the things out there, there are even greater evils going on than I ever even experienced. But even so, it is those things and such like. I mean, things like that. Oh, you do those things and things like that. Let's say, well, it doesn't mention this or it doesn't mention that. Well, it's kind of like that stuff, isn't it? And here's, it's like, well, wait a second. Paul just got through telling us all about the law. No, you know, it's not by the works of the law, but he's saying if we do these things, he says, I tell you before, prolego. I mean, I'm predicting to you, as I have told you before, in the time past. Proapo. Actually, what he's saying here, because it says, I tell you before as I told you before, which is kind of weird. I thought it should be like, I tell you now as I told you before. But he says, I tell you before means I'm predicting as I have also already said. I'm now predicting. See what I mean? He's saying, I'm like, I'm now telling you of the future as I have told you in the past. That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You understand? If God can judge us as the doers of these works, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. We will not. We cannot be found as the doers of these works. We must be found as Christ was, spotless and without blemish. These are very simple facts of Christianity. These are the facts of Christianity. A lot of people teach a false gospel from the book of Galatians, which teaches all you have to do is have faith. And I say, yes, indeed, all you have to do is faith. But if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. They'll think, well, you know, that's a law. Exactly, that's a law. So it's got, but so it's pointing to something. In fact, literally, the law means to point the way. In either one of the root languages, either the Hebrew or the Greek, I forgot, but it literally means to point the way. And so, it will point, this law points out what righteousness is. And when you are fulfilling it, it will point at you as a shining example. And how do you fulfill it? Well, I've gone over that again and again. And I'll say one more again. Have faith in the promises of God. Well, here, you know what the faith of these laws is? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit fornication. Thou shalt not be unclean. Thou shalt not be lascivious. Thou shalt not commit idolatry. Thou shalt not have witchcraft. Thou shalt not experience hatred. Thou shalt not commit variance. Thou shalt not be part of emulations. Thou shalt not have wrath. Thou shalt not be of strife. Thou shalt not commit seditions. Thou shalt not think heresies. Thou shalt not be envying in thine heart. Thou shalt not do murders. Thou shalt not be drunk. Thou shalt not revel. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Should we prepare a list? How is faith work in any of that?